Thank you for joining us at the Roundtable.
Brought to you by Community Education Arts, a nonprofit organization based in Noblesville, Indiana.
I'm Alice Cavanaugh Scober, President of CE Arts.
And I'm Sarah E. Morin, Secretary of CE Arts. Let's sit down
at the Roundtable.
Welcome back, everybody. At last, Alice and I are back together to wrap up our 2020 NICE project. Welcome, Alice.
Thank you, and welcome, Sarah E. I have missed you so much.
I have missed you, too. I am delighted that we have had such a wonderful NICE year. It's been very different, though, hasn't it?
Yes, it has, and we are going to talk about some of those differences a little bit in our recap. But first, let's recap what the heck we're doing in the first place.
Absolutely. So NICE stands for Noblesville Interdisciplinary Creativity Expo. And every year we pick four selections of classic literature. This year, they were Jane Eyre by Charlotte Bronte, and it was originally published in 1847. Gone with the Wind by Margaret Mitchell, and it was originally published in 1936. Dracula by Bram Stoker, published 1897, and Little Women by Louisa May Alcott. And it was two volumes to start with before they put it together as we know it today, and those were 1868 and 1869. So what we do each year with our four selections is we create art inspired by those. Now, this year being an unusual year, we spent a lot of time analyzing, and so I think we were inspired kind of by the analysis as much as anything.
Yeah, I agree. And also, you know, what we've done every year, this is our sixth year, and what we do every year is we pick the four books, and then we pick one passage from each book, so that people who want to create new artworks of all mediums and genres and all that stuff can, if they want, just focus on that selected passage rather than revisit the entire book. And mostly we do that because usually our books are fairly long. These are classics. And even when we've done like poetry or a play in the past, I mean, you know, if you're looking at a Shakespearean play, for example, that's pretty weighty, pretty meaty, and having just a quote from it is oftentimes a good entry point for people to get inspired and creative. So, but gosh, can you believe the end of 2020 is upon us? I can't even believe this. I know. And so, of course, that means the end of our sixth annual NICE project. So, yeah, it is time to wrap it up and get ready for 2021 seventh annual NICE project. And I'm just got to say, I can't wait for us to go through our normal selection process for our four books and passages for that, because honestly, that's one of the most fun parts about the project. And before we, you know, move on to 2021, obviously we want to look backwards a little bit at our 2020 project and, you know, think about how was the project this year different than in previous years, and what are our big takeaways from the books and passages that we chose. And, you know, I will say that obviously the biggest impact has been COVID-19. I mean, I think that's a given for any arts organization, anybody who's trying to do something like what we do. The pandemic caused our organization to go 100% virtual, and we decided to record our behind-the-scenes discussions for the very first time in NICE's history. And two things came out of that. One is that we were able to share with the public those discussions of how we choose the books. We had eight books selected that we had to narrow down to the four, and then out of those four, we had, I don't even remember how many passages that we then had to narrow down to one from each book, and sharing those with the public. We've never done that before, and that was really fun. I thought that was a lot of fun. And then the other thing that happened was we decided to go ahead and record as podcast episodes all of our behind-the-scenes discussions that in the past we would have normally done together, like, say, in preparation for a workshop or something like that. And so recording our behind-the-scenes discussions eventually, almost, well, I should say almost immediately, caused us, or enabled us, might be a better word, to delve so much more deeply into the books themselves, themes, content issues, all kinds of specific topics. And also, for the first time, we really kind of delved into the authors themselves more than we have in the past. And so I feel like those were significant changes that took place within the project itself this year, and I like them. I kind of want to keep doing all that. And then the other thing that I think is important to notice is, and this is kind of a negative, and I feel badly about it, but I feel like our passages, our four passages, sort of, in the past, our passages were always like the main focus for workshops. We would use those passages in the workshops in different ways. And this year, I feel like our actual passages sort of got lost, you know, because, you know, we focus so much on our topics and the themes and the generalities in the books and the specifics in the books, all four books, that we sort of just glossed over the actual passages and looking deeply into the passages. I want to work on that in 2021 and make sure that we continue to delve deeply into the books and the authors. We continue to record our behind-the-scenes discussions, but I'd like to come up with some new and innovative ways where we can have some specific passages-inspired artistic opportunities or individual call-outs. So that's something we might work on and try out in 2021.
Yeah, no, I love that. And I think you are right. And I think maybe one of the reasons that we tended to focus more on the books as a whole is this year, you and I were deeply invested. We had some of our favorite books in
there. Yeah, that is so true. Lifelong favorite books, you might say. I mean, like, we know some of these books almost word for word.
Right. You know? Right. And I think when that's the case, it is, you are more likely to draw from the source as a whole rather than a one specific passage.
Yeah, and I also thought it was really interesting that between the two of us, we know an awful lot about these four authors. And that became a big part of our discussion is, you know, looking at these authors and what were they thinking or what might they have been thinking or, you know, and looking at the things we know from our research and from what other researchers have written about these authors and their own diaries and letters and things like that that we knew they were thinking about. And so we were able to look at them in as almost living people in a way that we haven't really done in the past. And so that was really a wonderful part of this year too. I'm trying to focus on the positives.
I think another way, I think you really nailed some of the key differences this year, but another way this year was different is in other years, you and I have, of course, had our own take on things, but we've been much more in line with each other on the interpretation of our selections. And this year, we were diametrically opposed
several times.
At some points.
Right, yeah.
But what I think we should talk about as we go along is I know that I have changed some of my positions on some of these novels through these discussions with you and this exploration with you. And I think that's a very valuable thing, too.
I have done the same. I mean, Gone with the Wind is the classic example because we went into this year's project with you not really being a big Gone with the Wind fan on any level, me absolutely loving that book from the time I was a very young child, and as we talked about in our discussions, the reasons why I loved it changed, you know, almost like by decade in my lifetime or something, and my experiences as I grew and matured and everything to the present day. But I have to say that this particular year, the discussions that we've had about all our books in general, but about Gone with the Wind in particular, have really helped me and caused me to look at the book in a lot of different ways than I ever did before, and has also allowed me to sort of, how do I say it, become a little more objective about it. Instead of just seeing it as this treasured book that I loved all my life because of certain reasons and all that stuff, I was able to see it more objectively, and that helped my analysis and my discussion, I feel like. you know, in a lot of ways. And I've always seen its flaws and its problematic content and the racial issues and just, you know, the stuff that makes it like a uncomfortable book to read. But to be able to talk about those things in a more objective and yet, I don't want to say sympathetic because that's not the right word, an objective but thoughtful way was very important to me, and I didn't expect that, and a lot of our discussions, you helped me get to those new perceptions and new possibilities with this beloved book. So, yay! Yeah.
You know, I feel the same way about Jane Eyre. You know, that's, you know, Gone with the Wind was your favorite going into it. Jane Eyre's is my favorite.
Yeah.
And yeah, through the discussions, yeah, I'm like, I still love this book, but I'm more able to objectively be like, that's a big issue.
Yeah, I feel like we honed our critical skills, and by critical I mean as in critiquing, not as negativity, not like being negative, oh, you're so critical. I don't mean like that. I mean as being able to honestly and objectively critique, for example, a character or a thematic element or something like that. I feel like we both got better at that through this project this year, and I hope that we continue to do that in future years with our discussions. I mean, I know myself, like in years past, I've often, you know, wanted to just out and out reject, oh no, I don't want to do that book, you know, if you suggest something that I just don't like that book. Or, I feel like now, when either of us suggests a book for the future, we'll both be a little more willing to consider it as one of our four, because we know we can do this. We know we can learn and grow and mutually support each other, whether we loved that book initially or not. So, yay!
Yep, awesome!
Yay! Yeah. Join us next time as we continue our recap discussion for the 6th annual NICE project. This has been At the Roundtable with Alice
and Sarah E.
of Community Education Arts.
Our nonprofit organization is based in Noblesville, Indiana. You can find us online at cearts.org. We'd like to thank James Weston for writing our intro music and for his technical savvy.
Join us next time
at the Roundtable.